celebrating Mother's Day the Ag Way. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, this Sunday is Mother's Day, a time to stop and reflect and just say thank you to the time, love, and many sacrifices given by all the mothers in our life. And while there are many ways to do this, most of them commercially bought, there's also ways to incorporate some good old Southern agriculture into your thank you. Flowers are obviously the first to mind, as Mother's Day accounts for 1/4 of the floral purchases made for the holidays, with more than 1/3 of adults buying flowers or plants as gifts for Mother's Day in 2012, even more than Valentine's Day. But if you want to be less commercial and more active in your approach to gift giving, consider planting or assisting with upkeep in a garden either at a loved one's home or at a public place, such as a church or assisted living facility. But of course, flowers aren't the only ag commodity that says I love you. As we all know, food is often the best way to anybody's heart. So maybe that garden you plant can also have some tasty fruit and vegetables that can provide a hearty feast at a later date. One that you cook, of course. Or you can be like more than 1/4 of American adults who will celebrate Mother's Day by dining out, with nearly 1 in 10 relying on restaurant takeout or delivery for their special Mother's Day meal. In fact, the National Restaurant Association projects that 80 million adults will enjoy restaurant meals this coming Sunday. But no matter how you choose to honor the mothers in your life, there is little doubt that agriculture will play some sort of role. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.